We're continuing in Likutei Halachos, Or HaChaim, Chelek Gimel, Hilchos Purim, Halacha Gimel. Al pi hamaymar tiku b'chodesh shofar hamaschil me'emuna. Based on chapter 5 in Likutei Moran, one of the Rosh Hashanah shiurim that begins with the topic of emuna, ayin shom kol hamaymar. Look over that entire chapter in Likutei Moran to fully appreciate this halacha in Likutei Halachos. V'haklal, in general, what Rabbein Azal is talking about over there is Kishemisaknim pigam hoemuna azay nasn mize geirim. One of the points Rabbi Nezal mentions there is that when a Jew is zeichet to correct any defects in emuna, then the result is that geirim come and join Klal Yisrael. V'hageirim machnisim gaiva b'Yisrael. However, there's also a negative side when geirim join Klal Yisrael because they inject gaiva into us. Vayidei ha-gaiva nase pigam niyuf chas v'shalom. And gaiva leads to niyuf chas v'shalom. Pigam abris. V'hamoginim shebedoir malin pigam taivas niyuf v'nase mize b'chinas moichin tfilin b'chinas choysim digdusha. Rabbein Azal explains over there that there are certain tzadikim that are called the moginim shebedoir, the protectors of the generation. And they are ones who have the ability to make a tikkun for pegam abris and to change it, to correct it, and turn it into choysam dikdusha, a seal of kedusha. Choysam means like a covenant of kedusha, which corresponds to tefillin, moichin. Vazai hu bechinas chaloyim al yidei malach. And when a person is zoicha to this tikkun abris, then they're zeichet to the level to a dream that their dreams come from a holy place called Chalayim al Yidei Malach, Shehu Bechinas Odom. Rabbein Azal says that when a person is zeichet to get their dreams from a place of Kedusha, that's called a dream coming from Malach, that's called Odom. That person's on the Madrega of Odom. V'loi Chalayim al Yidei Shed Chas V'Shalom, versus a person's dreams coming from a place of tumah called Shedim, where that kind of person is called Behema, person whose dreams come from Shedim. And this is all explained over there in Likutei Moran. Rabbein Azal proves this from Psukim. Avol yesh l'ma'acholim chelek b'chaloyim. Rabbein Azal shows there that what a person eats plays a very important role in the dreams that the person has. Because the word ma'achol is the same letters as malach. And we know that when dreams come from a place of kedusha, they're coming from a malach. Viloze tzrichin simcha shehu chizuk hamalach. Rabbein Azal says, if a person wants their dreams to be dreams of kedusha, they have to see to it that when they're eating with simcha. There's a pasuk, lech echol besimcha lachmecha. Go eat your food with simcha, because that helps the person digest the food properly, both physically and spiritually, and that makes it that the results of the food, the dreams that are going to be affected by the food that the person ate, are going to be positive dreams. Ve'ikar chizuk hamalach hu benison. Rabbein Azal explains over there that the main time when the angels that affect the dreams of a person get chizuk, get strength, is during the month of Nisan. Ve'oz hoyoroi sheizbatel pigam tumazu. Therefore, it would make sense that since that's the month where the malachim get chizuk, and these malachim are the opposite of the Shedim, the places where bad dreams come from, where Pegam Abris, you know, like Mikra Laila comes from, then it would make sense that during the month of Nisan should be a time when Pegam Abris should be obliterated, like it should be subdued in a very big way, because Pegam Abris is the opposite of these holy dreams. Avol yesh shebo al yidei kilkul hamishpot. However, Rabbein Azal explains over there in Likutei Moran that you should know that there are times that the Pigam Abris comes as a result of Pigam HaMishpot, where people are making wrong judgments, misjudgments, either in court cases or in other things like that, and that's causing Pigam Abris. The Kilkol HaMishpot nase al yidei shemalin tipas Esav Yishmael. Rabbeinu Zal explains over there that what causes pegama mishpot, what's an example of something that causes pegama mishpot? When a person tries to bring something into the Kedusha that they're not supposed to bring into the Kedusha. We've learned this in the past, that there are two kinds of klipos. There are klipos that you're supposed to try to bring into the Kedusha because they have good and bad mixed into them. Noiga, which we're in a position to be mesakin, you're supposed to try to be mekar of them, that's gerim, the right kind of gerim. Then there are certain klipos that represent an evil that's so bad that if you try to bring them into the Kedusha, not only won't you succeed with them, but they can mess up the Kedusha. One example of that is called the tipa of Esav and Yishmael. That tumah that represents Esav Yishmael, they represent a type of tumah where if you try to bring that into the Kedusha, it causes a kilkul hamishpat and causes a kilkul of pegama bris. Vazai, al yedei kilkul kisois lemishpat, as a result of a spoilage in the throne of mishpat, noiflem ahavois min hamerkava, then Ahava, whose source is in the throne of Hashem, because it's brought that the throne of Hashem is lined with love, when the Mishpat gets messed up, and Mishpat is one of the terms used regarding the throne of Hashem, so when the Mishpat, which is the throne of Hashem, gets messed up, what happens is the Ahava, which is the center of the throne of Hashem, falls down into the klipos, and it manifests itself in ahavois rois, people falling into treif kind of love, which is pegama bris, that kind of thing. Velozet tzrichin kishur hamerkava. Rabbeinu Zal explains over there the tikkun, how we fix up this mishpat, is called kishur hamerkava, tying together all parts of the throne of Hashem. Bechinas merkovoi argomon, as the pasuk says that the throne of Hashem is purple, and the word argomon refers to the angels that make up and carry the throne of Hashem: Uriel, Raphael, Gavriel, Michoel, and Nuri. Those are the angels that are symbolized by the throne of Hashem. Ayin shom kol hamaymer hetev. Look in that chapter in the Likutei Moran well. It's the longest chapter in the Likutei Moran, the Torah Tikkun Emunah. It's the Rosh Hashanah shir that Rabbeinu Zal gave a little bit more than a year before he passed away. And it's one of the more complex chapters in the Likutei Moran, where each one of these three words, like that, each expression Rabbeinu Zal mentioned here, takes up a paragraph over there, where Rabbeinu Zal explains it. But for now, we've gotten some ideas. Now let's see how Rav Moshe Zal is going to show how all of this plays a role within the holiday of Purim. V'hine homon horosho shehu mizera molek shehu mimuna al pegam tumazu. Homon, who comes from Amolek, he is the one who is appointed over this tumor called pegama bris. This is why it says that when Amolek came to attack the Jews, it says asher korcho baderech. Korcho is Miloshin Keri, that Amolek, Homon, they are the symbol of Pegama Bris. Rotzol, his Gabriel Yisrael, Bizman Golos Bovel. He wanted to try to overtake Klal Yisrael, specifically at the time that they were in exile from Bovel, Ayin Shana, 70 years, Shehu Bechinas Shena, which represents being in a state of sleep. We've mentioned before who was it that said, Dovid HaMelech said it, that Beshuv Hashem es Shiva Siyoin Hayinu Kecholmim. When we were coming back to Yerushalayim after being exiled for 70 years, Hayinu Kecholmim, it felt like a dream. A dream means we were asleep. So the 70 years of Golus Bavel is symbolic of being asleep, a concept of a deep sleep. And it's Bedavka towards the end of that sleep, meaning towards the full depth of the sleep, that Haman tried to attack Klal Yisrael. Just like this item of Pegama Bris, one of its main places where it attacks a person is during sleep, through that item, Chas V'Shalom, of Mikra, where as a result of a person not guarding his thoughts or what he looks at during the day, Chas V'Shalom, Rachman Al-Tzlan, sometimes it manifests itself in an unwanted emission of Zera Chas V'Shalom at night, which is one of the most serious forms of Pegama Bris. So that's what Haman represented. V'hiskabrus hayal Yisrael hayal yidei pegam hamacholim. And his ability to get at the Jews came about through a pegam and achila. K'mo Yishar Mazal, as the Gemara says, mepnei ma nischayvu soinein shel Yisrael sheboi seador kliya. What did the Jews do, chas v'shom, in that generation to deserve being destroyed? Mipnei shenehenu misudosoi sheloi soya rosha. Because they participated in the sudo v'achashveirosh. Ki macholim temeim heim bechinas pegam achilas eitzadas toivora shepogam boi odom arishoim. Because eating tomei food is similar to the concept of eating from the eitzadas, which is what Odom Arishon was pogam in, Shaideze pogam betipe hamoyach, where we know that Odom Arishon's eating from the Eitz Hadas resulted in pegam hadas. Eitz Hadas, it was called Eitz Hadas. It was a pegam in the moichin, in the droplets which come from the moichin, the zera which comes from the moyach. Vaideze niskalel beitzovoin teichaleno. And as a result of Odom eating from the Eitz Hadas, Hashem cursed him that from now on you will eat with depression. Be'itzavon. V'alkein ikar hatikun al yidei simcha. So be'itzavon toichalena represents pegam achila. Pegam abris is called atzvus. What's the tikkun for it? The tikkun is obviously the opposite. The tikkun is achila with simcha. That a person should eat with simcha of kedusha, as the pasuk says, which we mentioned earlier, lech echoil besimcha lachmecha. Avol ein yecholim lasakein kiyim macholim tohirim shet. However, Rabbi Nizal explains in Likutei Moharan that it's only macholim tohoirim that a Jew has the ability to make a tikkun for when he eats them with simcha. It's only kosher food which, when eaten besimcha, is tikkun achila. Avol macholim tmeim she'osra toira ein lohem shum tikkun. But if a person's going to take tray food and eat it with all the simcha, you know, from here till tomorrow, it's not going to make any tikkun. V'yalkein mi shenehene mehem. Therefore, a person who chas v'shalom has pleasure from them, from the other side, from the sitra achra, from tray food or things like that, nimshach olav chas v'shalom b'chinas bitzovoin hanal. He draws upon himself depression. Shehem pigam chet odom arishin. Shemishom nimshach chas v'shalom tumah hanal. He draws upon himself tumor, which results in pigama bris, shememuna olav Haman Amalek, over which Haman Amalek, they're the chiefs in charge of pigama bris in that field. This is what resulted in the Jewish people, chas v'shalom, getting a death, a sentence issued against them, complete destruction. This pigam achila, which is itzavoin, which is pigam, synonymous with pigam abris.
Leads to what's synonymous to?
Both. It leads to, because Rabbi Nizal explains in this chapter in the Likutei Moharan, that the dreams that a person has at night are affected by what the person eats. So again, if he eats an achila pogum, it will lead to chaloi mal yedei shed, mikra laila, which is the pigam abris.
Lead to the same thing.
True. That's another item.
What comes first?
Pigam achila, or here we're talking about pigam achila. That the achila is leading to the pigam abris.
As a general klal?
Not as a general klal. That's the path that Rabbi Nizal is discussing here. He's not saying that this is the way it always works. He's saying that one of the ways that the satan leads a person into pigam abris is through pigam achila. Because it's about pegam achila that Hashem said to Adam Rishon, you eat the wrong thing, on the day you eat it, you're dead. Meaning that the eating of something improper results in sitra achra, sitra demoisa. And this is why the Gemara says over there an additional point, that another reason why the Jews merited being destroyed at that time was because they worshipped idols. The Gemara mentions two reasons. Rav Nosson Zal says, "V'hainu hach v'loy pligi." Both reasons are actually one and the same. They're not arguing. Ki ho b'ho talia, because one is dependent on the other. Ki hishtachavu l'avoy dezora, hainu pigam amuna, shehi hascholah sapigam. Because bowing to idols, which means pigam emuna, that's the beginning of the pigam. V'yacharkach nimshach mizeh ha-pigam emuna, pigam tumahanal. When a person is pigam in emuna, it leads automatically and it opens the door to pigam habris, to pigam in taiva sachila, which will lead to pigam habris. Kimavur sham b'maimar hanal ayin sham, as Rabbeinu Zal shows over there in that chapter in Likutei Moran. Vigam al odom arishoin omru azal shepogam b'emuna. And Rav Nosson Zal says, interestingly, odom arishoin, where on the surface all you see in the Chumash is pigam achila, the Gemara says, however, the Gemara fills in that he was poigim in emuna also. Kemoy sham razal, as the Gemara says, shekofar beikar, that Adam Rishon was koifer in Hashem. The Gemara says that there was an aspect of kefira to the Begam of the Yitzhadas. Ki kol b'chino is hanal kshurim ze bozeh. Because all of these items are very much connected to each other. Pigam emuna, u'pigam tumah hanal, u'pigam hamacholam hanal. Pigam in emuna, pigam in echila, and pigam abris are all hooked in together. They're all plugged in together. One opens the door for the other. Kimavur sham, ayin sham hated, as is explained in this chapter on Likutei Moran very well. Ki achizas homon hoyom mipigam eitz hadas. Because we know that where does homon draw his power from? From the fact that Adam Rishon ate from the eitz hadas. Kamoy sham razal, as the Gemara asks, homon min hatoira minayin. Where do we see homon mentioned in the Chumash? Shenemar hamin ho'eitz. So we see that Haman is plugged into the Eitz Hadas. That's where he draws his koyach from pegam achila. Hainu kanal v'yalkein rotzo lehizgaber b'chodesh Ador shemes by Moshe. And this is why Haman wanted to specifically get at the Jews in the month of Ador, which is Moshe Rabbeinu's yortzai. Ki misas Moshe zebechinas histalkas hadas. Because Moshe Rabbeinu leaving is the same as Das leaving. Moshe Rabbeinu is called Das, which is Bechinas Shena. When does a person's Das leave? When a person goes to sleep, his brain shuts down. Sheoz Huzman Hiskabrusa Chasashom. That's the time when Haman has the ability to be Mizgaber against the person, when the person's asleep. That's when this Sidrachra of Pigama Bris has tremendous power to attack a person. Kishe'ein tikun kol b'chinasal, when the person hasn't made tikun of emuna and tikun of ma'acholim, when a person doesn't have shleimus emuna and when he hasn't eaten properly, as Rabbeinu Zal explains over there in Likutei Moran.